Rinshin Ches Seif Zayin, which is based on a Gemara in Shabbos. And Daf Kuf Chof Dalid Amud Beis. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Cheres Kitana Mutter Letaltel Bachotzer. If you have a small piece of cheres, you're allowed to move it around in the chotzer. It means it's not muksa. Okay, Rashi says, b'chatzer, d'shchichi b'kelim. In the chatzer, it's common to find kelim. Sheheres hazeh ro'oi lehem l'kisui v'toros kli alav. Cheres can be used as a bottle cap. You can cover the kelim. And in the chatzer, you have kelim, so it's a good shidduch. In the chatzer, you find a piece of cheres. It used to be a kli, and now it's usable. It's a broken piece of cheres, but it's usable to cover another piece of cheres. It's usable as a bottle cap. And you're in a chatzer where there are pieces of bottles of cheres, whatever, kankanim, jugs, whatever you call it. And therefore, you're in the chatzer, it's not muksa. Avalo b'karmelis. But in a karmelis, it will be muksa. So I was a little bit confused, because within karmelis, you can't move it. So you can move it within dalet amos. But even within dalet amos, meaning there's a two problems. There's a hotzah problem, you're not allowed to carry dalet amos in a karmelis. But you are allowed to carry less than dalet amos in a karmelis. But the point is, over here, the cheres has the status of muksa, and you can't move it at all. Even within dalet amos. Why? Because in the karmelis, it's not common to find kelim. So what function does this piece of cheres have? The whole point is to cover kelim. That only works in a chatzah. So in the chatzah, it's not considered muksa. But in the karmelis, it is muksa because there's no kelim in the karmelis.
Never heard of such a...
Okay, good. Rav Nachman Didei, so that's Rav Nachman quoting Shmuel. Rav Nachman Didei says, no, afilu b'karmelis, it's not muksa because you can still, people still hang out in the karmelis perhaps, and you could use it to cover, you know, someone spits on the floor, you know, it's a little disgusting, you can use it to cover the spit, it has a function. But not in the Rishus HaRabim, again, within Dalet Amos. Because people don't hang out in Rosh Hashanah. What are you going to do with the Rosh Hashanah? It has no function at all. The Rava Amar, no, I feel the Rosh Hashanah. Rava holds like Rabbi Cheskel. No. Kevan Rashi says, since in the Chotzer it's a Kli. So it does not lose its shame Kli just because it's in a place where there are no Kalim. That's your point. And the Halach is like Rava. So you're good. Okay? We don't say it's Muks over here, it's not Muks over there. So Rava says, even because it doesn't lose the status of a kli, even though there's nothing to do with it in Rosh Hashanah, but because you do have something to do with it in a chatzah, even though you're not in a chatzah and you can't bring it to a chatzah, it doesn't lose its shame kli, and it's not going to be muksa. Then the Gemara says, the Rava is a shitatzah. It's a very interesting story. Gemara says, the Rava was going bariska de mechuzah, he was going into Rosh Hashanah, itvasi masane tina, and he got mud on his shoe. So one of his shamashim, his helpers, he found a piece of pottery on the floor and he starts cleaning off Rava's shoes. So the Talmidim start yelling at the thing, muksa, muksa, muksa. So Rava says, great. He says to the students who are yelling at the helper who's holding the pottery, it's not enough that you didn't learn Migminami Megamri. It's not enough you didn't learn anything, but you're also trying to teach and give Musar and tell them what to do. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Because this is Rava the Shittasa. Even Rosh Hashanah, it still maintains its status as a Kli. Within Dalet Amos, you can move it. It's not Muksa, no Dalet Amos problem. So then he says, if we'd be in the chatzah, it could be used to cover a kli. So now also, it could be used for cleaning off my shoe or whatever we need to use it for. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Amar, review them, Shmua, Magufas Chavis She Nichtata. You have a barrel, and you have the cover of the barrel. The barrel broke. Okay, so mutter the talt of a Shabbos. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos. So now we have a brisa. What? The maguf is the top, but the barrel is what broke. That's what Rashi says. I spent a lot of time on this today. Found it in the Ran. Then the back of Rashi was like, Rashi says the exact same thing as the Ran. I don't know. I looked all over. Rashba, Ritva, Ran. It was like, it's right here in Rashi. It just took me. I don't know. My brain wasn't working. I don't know. Rashi is nichta hachavis. The chavis is what broke. Okay, mugufa shachavis and nichta chavis. Okay, and the din is tiny namiachin. The same thing in a brisa. Magufa sheyechta chodes. You have a barrel and a cover of a barrel. The barrel breaks, so he, the cover of the barrel, and the shvarim shvareha, the broken pieces of the barrel, mutter letatul. You're allowed to move them. Why? The chazul likisui mana, because the broken pieces of barrel can be used for different things, to cover bottle caps or whatever they used to use these broken pieces of. Pottery, I don't know if it was a pottery barrel, whatever it is, you could use it. Then the Gemara continues and goes on to say, but if you threw it in the garbage, in Zarak, Ba'ashpa, Aser, if you threw it in the garbage, then it becomes Aser. It loses its Torah's clean. It's not a clean anymore. Until you throw it in the garbage, it can be, it's usable, right? We already learned last week, it was used for holding apples, and now it can be used for covering a bottle of water. Great, has a function. It's still considered a kli, doesn't lose its status of a kli. But once you throw it in the garbage, it becomes aser. So, maskithor papa. So if I take off, I decide that in the middle of Shabbos I don't like my shirt, and I throw it in the garbage, so then it becomes muksa. You can't take my shirt out of the garbage. So it becomes muksa. So elamar papa, no. Here we're talking zarka mi ba'od yom la'ashpa asura. Only if you threw this thing, you threw the pieces of pottery in the garbage before Shabbos. If you throw it in the garbage on Shabbos, no, when Shabbos came in, it was a kli. Even if you threw it in the garbage on Shabbos, it still has the status of a kli. But if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos started, so when Shabbos comes in to you, this is garbage, boom, it's no longer roi for anything, and it becomes muksa. Okay, now that I'm saying it over, it doesn't, and Tosfos actually points this out. So why the Gemara doesn't say, so what if I throw my shirt in the garbage before Shabbos? If I throw my shirt in the garbage on Shabbos, it doesn't become muksa. What if I throw my shirt in the garbage before Shabbos? It also doesn't become muksa. So he says, yeah. Because a shirt is a full kli. But when you have something that's broken, and now, like, it doesn't have its old function, it barely has a function, but it still has enough of a function that we're not going to call it muksa. But once you throw it in the garbage, so it's basically it's double trouble. One is that it's broken and it's not really worth that much. It's not that much you could do with it. And the second thing is that you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos. So when Shabbos came in, you had this thing that was like a broken kli. It had some function, but you showed that for you it's like not a function. This is not a kli, and you threw it in the garbage. Then the Torah goes on to say, on this halacha, chatichat cheres shenishbara b'chol, if it broke during the week, from a kli, it's mutter, unless you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos. So all the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, why does it say it broke during the week? It sounds like if it broke on Shabbos, it's a problem. But we already learned it's better if it broke on Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, it was part of a kli. As we learned last week. Well, on Shabbos it broke, but still, as long as it still has a function, we pass on the Tanakhama, it's not going to be muksa. So the Beis Yosef gave some complicated answer, but the post can go with the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe, the Ramah over there says, no, it doesn't mean chol. Lav dafka chol. It only says chol because it wants to tell us the din of throwing it in the garbage. And the din of throwing it in the garbage is only if you did it before Shabbos. Throwing it in the garbage on Shabbos is not so significant. Only throwing it in the garbage before Shabbos, that when it's already something that's broken and not fully functional, that's when it has halachic significance.
Not significant at all if you throw it on Shabbos.
It's what?
It's not significant at all if you throw it on Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos you had what to do with it.
Right, right. The fact that you're on Shabbos does not make it lose its shame. It does not make it muksa. Okay, now I'll tell you where this, when Shabbos comes in, what did you do?
Well, if you break it on Shabbos,
then it's okay.
And then when does it turn into an article?
Then it's good. If it has no function, then it's not a kli. But if it has some function, it's a kli. And even if you threw it in the garbage, it's still a kli. If it broke before Shabbos, and you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, so then it's not a kli. If you didn't throw it in the garbage, then it is a kli. Okay, now, Dirshu keeps throwing an idea that I'd like to talk about, but we're not going to talk about it because it's much more complicated sugya than it would seem to be, and we need to learn another couple of days. But that is the big sugya that did not exist 2,000 years ago, did not exist 500 years ago, maybe didn't even exist 100 years ago, and that is the whole sugya of chad pa'ami, disposable stuff, you know, disposable dishes, disposable forks, spoons, knives, bottles, wrappers probably existed 100 years ago, but okay, it's a very interesting sugya, there's a big machlokas about it, you know, is that you know, you take a drink from, take a chad pami cup, disposable cup, Coca-Cola, you take a drink, you throw it in the garbage. Does that make a muksa? Does that make a muksa? You didn't throw it in the garbage, you want to throw it in the garbage before Shabbos, done Shabbos. We're not going to talk about it, even though Dirshu does discuss it a lot over here. But I don't know if we should go there yet. But let's see. So, Shin Ches Zayin. Dirshu is all over talking about it, I know. Okay. Fine, let's see. Let's just first go through the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Chatzi. Okay. Shin Chazayin. Chatzichat cheres shenishbara b'chol. Piece of cheres that broke during the week, mikli, from a regular kli, uru'uyo l'chasos b'kli, and it is ra'uy, to be used to cover a kli, mutter l'taltala, you're allowed to move it, afilu b'makom she'ein kelim b'tzuyin sham l'chasosam ba. A piece of cheres broke during the week. You can use it now as a bottle cap. You're allowed to move it. It's not moksa. I feel the moksa shein kelim mitzuyin sham lechasosam ba. Even if it's in a shusar abim, and there are no kelim in shusar abim to cover, since it's usable in a chatzer, the fact that it's now in a different rishus, as Rabbi Cheskel pointed out, doesn't give it a different status when it comes to moksa. The imzarka la'ashba bi'od yom, but if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, also the taltala, now it becomes moksa. Came in Shabbat la miyos od kli, you were mavatale from being a kli. Hagah note says the Ramah, v'afilu chazi la'ani. Now, different people, different people with different financial means and statuses, so treat things differently. Wealthy people are very quick to throw things in the garbage because no big deal for them. They get another one. A poor person doesn't throw something in the garbage until he has to because he can't afford to buy another one. So he says here, we go by the owner of the object. So even if this thing, you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos because you are not a poor person, Baruch Hashem, and you can live without it. So if you throw it in the garbage, it's no longer kli. Hagah note says, Ramava filu chazi la'ani. Even if it's something that an ani would still use, it doesn't matter. The owner of the chayfetz set it aside, it's worthless for me now. Even if the owner might be Donald Trump, who's moving the embassy tomorrow. It doesn't matter. We go by the bailim. And he was turned it.
Make Dirshu great again.
He turned it into muksa. So the fact that an ani wants it doesn't matter. It goes by the bailim. The muksa la asher for muksa. We go by the bailim. The bailim's a wealthy man. Muksa la asher. Have a muksa la ani. It becomes muksa for the ani. Kamoshi is bar, as we will see. Sof has siman at the end of siman shin ches. Continues the machaber. V'davka chatzichas cheres mishum de asir mishivei kli. We talk about a piece of cheres because it came from a kli. Have a davar shembo shaychas kli, but something that could be used as a bottle cap, but it doesn't have anything to do with the kli. Kigon sroro, so avanim, you find pebbles in the yard. So you could use a pebble, in theory, it can cover a bottle. It can cover your Coca-Cola bottle. But since it didn't come from a kli, afal pi shu'i machas mem kli, also letatum, it's muksamachmas gufo, it did not, the whole point of the broken cheres, which might look like a stone, it might look like a stick, it might look like those things. No, but it started as a kli, and since it started as a kli, it does not so quickly lose its kli status, and therefore it's not going to be muksa. However, sticks and stones, which can break your bones, sticks and stones, the names will never hear you, sticks and stones start out as muksa. Sticks and stones start out as muksa. They were not coming. They don't come from a kli. They are muksa. And if you want to unmuksify them, so we're going to learn in the next week or so how to turn them into non-muksa. But the kli starts as non-muksa. Now we're learning how it becomes muksa. And the sticks and stones, even though it has, the two have the same function, we don't care if it has right now the same function. Where did it come from? Or where's it going? This came from a kli. So it's not muksa. That did not come from a kli, and it is muksa. If it's not a kli at all, also tatzlo, you know how to move it. And this is muksa machmas gufa. It's a high level muksa. And I feel the tzorch gufa, koshikin the tzorch makomo. You cannot move it even if you want to use it for a door stopper or as a bottle cap or you need the place where it's on. You cannot use it. It is different than a kli shemachmas iser, which is a low level, a low grade muksa, which has ways in which you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, which is, we discussed back in Sif Gimel, Tzarch Gufa, Tzarch Makoma. In this shul, many, many years ago, before we had a rabbi, they had left, there was a paper cup full of money for the shul on the bima. I guess before we had fancy ways of depositing money for the shul. So it came Shabbos, and one, it was Shabbos, and it was time for Kriyas HaTorah, and on the bima is a cup of money. So I took a talus over my head, I took my teeth, we're going to learn about Tilto Begufo, moving muksa without your hands. Anyway, I picked it up with my mouth, and I brought it to the back, and I left it there. Someone came over to me, so people wouldn't see it. Someone came over to me and said, Tzorach Makomo, you can move it. No, Tzorach Makomo, you can move it. If someone left a hammer on the bima, yes, Tzorach Makomo, we need the bima for Kriyas HaTorah, you can move the hammer. But money has a status of Eitzim V'Avonim. It's Mukta Machmas Gufo, it's high level Mukta, you cannot move it, even the Tzorach Gufo Makomo, and therefore you have to figure out some other creative way of moving it. Okay, Mishra, Sif Katan, Lamed Aleph, Chatichat Cheres. So we learned in the Sif HaKodem, if it broke on Shabbos, as long as it has some function, it's not muksa. Okay, so now we're adding on to that. What are we adding? Echad Mashin is Kasham over there in Sivav that we learned last week. The Sagi Bamashi Shevet Roy L'Chazabah, that you could use this broken piece of pottery to cover a Coca-Cola bottle. Mahani Afibamakam Shein Batuim Klal L'Chazabah. Dinah Bakaramas Mashus Arabim. Right? This is what we saw in the Gemara from Rava. This is what Rabbi Cheskel told us. What is it? It looks, it shouldn't matter where you are. Right? That's the first thing that Siv Zayin is teaching us. Kagon, like the Gemara's story, Shinot Lula Kadeh Bamin Elo Mitit, using it to clean your shoe from the teeth. Vatam the came the Katoras Klea Dinah Shever Bachatzer. It was a Kli, and now it's a broken Kli, but it still has a function, so it still maintains its status as a non muksa Kli, as long as it has a function. So God, even though you're in the Shusarabim, there's no Coca-Cola bottles to cover in the Shusarabim, ain't she muksa leha. Shainis, the second din that the Shulchan Aruch is adding in Siv Zayin that we did not see back in Siv Vav, Dimzarka la Ashmi Baod Yom, if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, Shuv She Muksa Aleha. Boom, now the muksa status is upon it, for us l'taltula. Now you're not allowed to move it. Okay, so again, the Mechaber tells us, Chaticha Scheres, Shenishbara B'chol, it broke during the week, right? Which sounds like on Shabbos it would be different. That was the Kasha, the Beis Yosef, the Daki Moshe. So the Daki Moshe answered, the Magen Avraham, and here the Mishbara all say the same thing. V'u'adin Shishbara B'Shabbos, there's no difference if it broke on during the week or even Shabbos, right? Shabbos is even better, we saw back in Sivav. You threw it in the garbage before Shabbos. If you threw it in the garbage on Shabbos, it doesn't affect the status. We go by the status of Ein Shmarshus when Shabbos came in, and even though you threw it in the garbage on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. Even if it broke in Bo'od Yom, but if you didn't throw it in the garbage until Shabbos, it's not muksa. Okay, v'chein it didn't show in machatzelet, which we'll soon see in the coming days in Sifya Beis. Kevin shebein hashmoshes haya adayin al shever toras kli. Okay, mishuah sifkatan lamid gemel. Okay, the chaticha scherz comes from a shever kli. Hainu came into meikar ha'isa kli gemur. It started as a full fledged kli. Adayin toras kli aleh, still considered a kli. Kol shei ruya the shum malacha, as long as roya the shum malacha. So the machlok is tanakam reviewed. If you need me'ein malachta or shum malacha, good. Yeah, we saw that last week. And the shulchan are paskin like all the rishonim shum malacha. Mishmas sivkat v'lamedal ein avadavish she'ein bo shayches kli like eitzim avanim. I think his other example could go on hashashish abarzal, pieces of metal v'tevel, fruits and vegetables from Eretz Yisrael that were not separated trumas and maizus and they're asur ba'achila v'chein b'kaz hainu chatzichat eitz kevin she'einu kli. These things are not a kli asur l'tato afil tzorach gufo k'nul l'tzkot v'makom r'el. It's also to use the gufo unless you do something to it before Shabbos that shows that you are setting it aside for Shabbos. To show but that you're going to be using it. Or you set it aside permanently that you're going to be using it on Shabbos. Like we'll see in Sifcha Beis. Okay, we're not discussing that now. It's all sugya. How do we unmuksify a rock? Okay, that's not for right now. The point is that there's a difference between the cheres, which started as a kli, and the rock, which started as muksa. And he just ends, Rabbim Nichshalim Bazeh. A lot of people don't know, and they think because they have some function with some Eitzim Vavanim, so like the kids outside, they see a stick, they think they're Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of a sudden they're walking around with some stick from the garbage. That stick from the garbage is totally Muksa. And even if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no head there to walk around with that stick on Shabbos, unless you found it before Shabbos, and you're Miyachid it to be your, you know, Mata. It's only a key if you find it before Shabbos and make it yours. And we'll discuss how to do that in Simcha Beis, and we're not doing that right now. Back to... Okay, Bir Alacha, a few Bir Alachas. No, that's the whole point. Eitzim Vavanim is usable.
It's not Eitzim Vavanim, a stick,
a normal stick. A stick is Eitzim Vavanim.
A stick of what?
I don't know. Okay, that might be different, because that came from a kli. That might be different. Stick from a tree. Or from a atar b'niya. I don't know, all these things that are muksa. Okay, bir alacha, diber matzla shenish bara b'chol, it broke b'chol, ayim ish b'ru, mekom akum. Edas hayesh omer b'simen tov tzadeh, edin olar azu b'shabbos, machmirin eza achronim. So if it broke during the week and not on Shabbos, according to the opinion that nolar is also on Shabbos, there are those achronim, machmir eza achronim, ki shenish bara b'shabbos, shol tata b'shus harabim. There are those who want to be mitzaref, the fact that if you hold that nolar is also on Shabbos, which not... The Mishabura holds Maker Din is Mutter on Shabbos, only also on Yantif, which we'll discuss another time, which also came up back in Sivav. So now, if it broke on Shabbos, and there's a question of Nolan, and you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Makom Shem, Mutsum, Kelim, Chasa, Sain Sham, Tamam, and according to the Magen Avraham we saw last week, even the Chatzar Aser, Ach Kolze, Mechetzi Kitana, Shein Roy, Lemelach, Tore, Shon, Klam. Okay, this is complicated. Right there. Next, Bir Alocha, Vim Zarka, Hainu. I feel she had died in Uyla Malachta Rishona. So last week we saw Machlekes Tanakami Buda when the Cheres breaks. So it had to be Roi for its original Malacha. It used to hold 10 apples and now it would hold 3 apples. So it's Roi, it's the original Malacha, then it's not Muksa at all. Or it can't hold any apples, it's just used as a bottle cap. Rabbi says that's called Noilad, that's Asa. And Tanakami says, no, that's not Noilad, it's Mukhanu, and it's not Muksa, and that's how we pass it. Now he's saying, but even if it's Roy for its original Malacha, if you stole 10 apples, now hold 3 apples, but if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, it's still going to be Aser. The low Armenian Tezech Hashem Ki Kli Shalom. We don't say, since it's Roy for its original Malacha, it's like a Kli Shalom, it's like throwing a shirt in the garbage before Shabbos, it doesn't become Muksa. Because Butler Daito. The Sham Internet's Muksa is your custom, Shim to Butler Daito. Normal people don't throw good clothing in the garbage. You throw good clothing in the garbage, so that doesn't make it into Muksa. But when something is broken, even though it can still be used for its original function at some level, it is still broken, it's still not nearly 100%, and therefore if you threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, it's still going to be Muksa. Let's say you find this piece of cheres, you don't know when it broke. You find it in the garbage. You don't know. You find it Shabbos afternoon in the garbage. Did he throw it in the garbage on Shabbos? That's not Muksa. Maybe he's in the garbage for Shabbos, and it is Muksa. So, now if he didn't throw it in the garbage at all, then it's not Muksa. That's what we saw I had a hard time understanding that Gemara, right? They're in the street, and they find a broken piece of pottery. I would say that's like in the garbage. No, you see, it's not in the garbage. Because Rava holds that piece of pottery, it may have been sitting on the street there for months. Who knows? It never lost its status as a kli because it had a function. And it was not thrown in the garbage before Shabbos. It was not thrown in the garbage at all. He didn't find it in the garbage. But let's say he finds it in the garbage. Vim ha-motzi, finds it in the garbage Shabbos afternoon, any day. You don't know when it was thrown in the garbage. In the cup of Arab Shabbos of a Shabbos, if it was thrown in the garbage before Shabbos or on Shabbos. F should the yesh log out, could we can make him? I am b'chadush b'g'ega d'la b'rilei mil sabazah. It's not so clear to him. The kodim u'motza b'ashmel. We're talking about finding it in the garbage. Aval im u'motza b'shus harab u'ba b'karmelis and not in the garbage. B'vada yesh log out. Right, that was the Gemara. Echad d'shem alon izgul kami b'ayas d'lei mishab batla b'zah. It was never thrown out at all. Rak she'echad shavar, it broke over here and then you just left it there. V'gan d'shem ayom nizikah. Maybe it was thrown out on Shabbos. Nechem luchuk b'gemara. That story with Rava b'shamid. Rava b'shagad l'chasla b'shus rabim to wipe off his shoes. V'lo chashid. Rava wasn't bothered. Maybe it was thrown out on Shabbos because it wasn't found in the garbage. Okay. Again, this relates a lot to the whole chad pami sugya, which we will get into in the coming days.